What is your name?
Louisa Allen.
When and where were you born?
February 22nd, 1947, Westmoreland, Jamaica.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
8 brothers, 7 sisters.
What do you remember about your parents?
They always worked very hard and to provide for us, very supportive, kind, and gentle.
What did you do for fun as a child?
Play a lot of games, and I used to crochet a lot.
What big world events were the most memorable while you were growing up?
When Queen Elizabeth and Haile Selassie visited Jamaica in 1966.
What was it like growing up in Jamaica in the 60s?
Growing up in the 60s was good, although there are a lot of changes over the years.
What was it like before Jamaica gained independence?
Before Jamaica gained independence, everything, laws had to be ratified in England by the Queen and signed.
Was this good or bad?
It was good to a point, and well, at least it had the advantages and disadvantages.
What was it like after Jamaica gained independence?
That was good for Jamaica because everything was done there. They didn't have to depend on England for everything, although they still have to get some laws ratified there.
What was the education in Jamaica like in the 60s?
Education in the 60s were good because we have to study very hard, because without studying and the education, then you couldn't get into college. You have to have passed like a GCE and a JSC.
What is GCE and JSC?
GCE is General Certificate of Education. JSC is Jamaica School of Certificate.
When did you move to America?
In the late 70s.
What was it like when you got here?
It was a little difficult at first because I had to adapt to a lot of changes, which I did adapt very well.
How was race understood in Jamaica?
In Jamaica, race was like, there was hardly any racial problem because since the population basically is mostly black.
How does it compare to the U.S.?
There's a big difference because America needs like people from all different parts of the world are here, different nationalities, so that makes a big difference. And with so many people, over 300 million people live here.
How has that changed over time, if it has changed?
Things have changed, but still there are a lot of racial issues to be dealt with.